Good morning. It is 7 o'clock in the morning on December 26th, and I'm recording Grit Chat number 3 after showing up running 3 miles, well, first working 30 minutes on my business, running 3 miles, and then getting in a pretty smasher of a workout with some dumbbells and kettlebells. And I share that not because I'm trying to brag, but because I'm trying to hold myself accountable to let you know the things that I'm doing that are habits that I have that are positive, and actions that I'm taking that I'm stacking on top of current habits to create new habits. Working out is not a new habit for me. Neither is getting up early. But dedicating the first 30 minutes of my day to something productive that is difficult, and by difficult, like I shared in my previous podcast, I mean something that does not come easy to you, meaning something that is not a habit for you. Some people may look at getting up early and working out as a difficult habit, and that's fine. Until it becomes a non-negotiable, until it becomes something that you do every single day, at which point it's no longer something difficult, it's something standard and something regular and something you always do. So for me, getting up and dedicating the very first 30 minutes of my day to being productive and opening my computer and writing an article or sharing a post or sharing something new we've got coming up or reaching out to clients or working on my website to build a more cohesive image and brand and outward-facing product of who I am and what I do and what we offer here at Grit Athletics, then that's a difficult thing for me. And I've been doing it early, but I've been stacking it on top of a habit that I already have, which is getting up early and working out. So one of the things that I thought of this morning while I was out on my 3 mile run, because I find that running probably is the best form of getting ready to do anything with business and brainstorming and organizing your thoughts, because when you're out for a run and it's cold and it's dark and it's snowing and there's not a soul out and everybody is asleep and their houses are dark as you run past, and it's a pretty amazing feeling. And then your mind just goes to these places. And what I started thinking about was the simplicity of it, and how at first I said, okay, maybe I'll go for a run and then I'll do squats and then I'll do this workout and that workout. And as often happens with these long workouts is they start out short. I was going to go run a mile, or I was going to go run a few laps around the building here where the gym is. And then that turned into, well, let me run 2 miles, or let me run 30 minutes or 10 laps, whatever comes first. And I ran 10 laps and it wasn't quite 3 miles, so I ran a little bit more. And it made me think about the simplicity in doing something simple for a long period of time. And I shared on Instagram today when I put a small snippet of my morning training. I said, I can't wait to see where this gets me in another 10 years. And I can't wait to continue to do nothing fancy. And I can't wait to watch how these small habits stack up over the long, long term. And it made me think about grit. As a program, which spawned this whole idea of Grit Athletics. And it was the program that I wrote, if you're unfamiliar with the story, when my family and I lived in a camper for 6 months. And we traveled the country and we stayed with friends. And that was right after I had spent almost a decade training hard in a state-of-the-art gym with all this equipment and finding great ways to find intensity through heavy lifting and whatever else. And then we hit the road and I had nothing but a kettlebell, my body weight, and a small length of rope that was once a battle rope but was now long enough to jump rope with or throw over a tree branch to do pull-ups. And I needed to find that intensity that I had before, but I didn't have the tools I had before. So instead, I did simple things for much longer periods of time. To give you a brief insight into what that looks like, I have the Grit program open on my computer right now as I record this, and it's always free. If you want it, I'll send it to you. I think I might still have a link on my socials. If not, just DM me or message me. I'll send you the whole thing. I want to read you a random workout. Let's see, I'll go to day six. Day six starts with, "Welcome to Saturday, when most people catch up from what they missed from the week. Here on Grit, we go hard. Today, get ready to work. And since you have the time, you'll be traveling a mile and a half running, 3/4 of a mile sandbag carry, and 3/4 of a mile farmer's carry, and end up with a total of 180 burpees. Here's how to break it up. Better get to work. 3 rounds, 400 meter run, 20 burpees. 400 meter sandbag carry, 20 burpees. 400 meter run, 20 burpees. 400 meter double kettlebell or moderate farmer's carry, 20 burpees. That was 1 round. You repeat that for 3. That's just an example of what you can expect to find on Grit. And it's meant so that you want to quit. It's meant so that you want to give up, so that you can find that cognitive dissonance halfway through where you're like, you know what? This is silly. This is stupid. I don't need to do more. 1 round of this was a lot. 2 rounds is more than enough. And 3 is might not even get me closer to my training goals. But it's not about physical training goals. It's about mental capacity to say you're going to commit to something that is beyond the scope of what you think you can and should do, and then you complete it. I'm going to backtrack, and I'm going to read you the entire intro to Grit. Now, when I give you this program, because I'll give it to you for free, you'll see the main page, cover page, and then it gets right into this little introduction I wrote. Now, there's plenty of swearing in this, but I'm going to go ahead and edit out the swearing because one of the goals that I'm setting for myself is to find better words. And it's less about using swear words and more about being more diverse in my language so that I don't need harsh swear words to extrapolate my point, to emphasize my point. So I'm going to go ahead and bleep some of those words out and find different words to use. Here we go. Today's training is meant to be long, arduous, and silent. So is every other day. Building Grit isn't about rest days, recovery drinks, stupid gadgets, and dumb, fluffed up programs. It's not about gym memberships, trainers with 18 weekend certifications, or the newest matching workout clothes. It's about being raw, exposed, and capable. I want you to listen to yourself breathe. Hear the little lies your mind tells you. The way it tries to talk you out of finishing. This is stupid. You don't need to do all these reps. I want you to listen to them all and then tell them to silence and do another rep. You're building resilience. You're building grit. Giving in destroys all of that. Every time you listen and cut a corner, stop a few reps shy, slow up more than you need to, you're teaching yourself that it's all right to be soft. So strap in, find a dark garage bay, a vacant trail. Don't worry about the heat or the cold or the music or your favorite water bottle or sports drink or supplement or your heart rate watch. Grit not only doesn't need it, it thrives in the absence of it. This is about finding that limit where you want to stop and showing yourself you can do more. This is about shattering the cultural norms of mediocrity and laziness that warns us about overtraining, about the benefits of recovery. Darn it all, we live on cushioned chairs and have food at our fingertips all day long. We don't need to recover more, we need to work more. As for sleep, they try to tell us we need to up our sleep to 7+ hours, then supply us with options for drugs and other methods to help us fall asleep, or we self-medicate on booze and hours of mindless stuff from the internet, phone, or sports. How about this? Kick the crap out of yourself for an hour with burpees, sprints, and heavy carries, then go ahead and tell me you have a hard time sleeping at night. Building Grit is more about the physicality of what happens during that session. It's about being more, doing more, standing up and knowing that you can endure, that you know where those limits you thought you had are way behind you, because you know you can outwork your old self, that you can shut up the little voices that make us stop when we have plenty left in the tank. Set an example for yourself. Be accountable to it, then go do it every day. Love, Ryan. Guys, that was an introduction from Grit. I wrote that 5 years ago, and I read it to myself at least once a year. You might be saying, hey, aren't you supposed to find motivation other places? Aren't you supposed to go to these people that are great and do great things and popular and have big Instagram followings and read their books and do all these things? Why are you reading something that you wrote yourself? Well, because I wrote it, and it's my words and my thoughts, and I wrote it to myself just as much as I did to anyone else. I think you should go write your own. I think you should write a letter to yourself written from yourself a year from now. And that person a year from now is exactly the person that you want to become. For me, that person is tougher than me. They're more resilient than me. They don't care about what anyone else thinks about how they train, what they do, but they can do anything. He is strong. He can run far, lift heavy, and he is unshakable. Nothing bothers him. Nothing gets to him. He keeps his resolve. And that man wrote me this letter. That is me in the future. I will never have a day when I decide I am that man. That man will always live in the future because he will always be stronger. He will always be tougher. He will always be more resilient. He will always be a stronger tower, more unshakable, physically, mentally, emotionally. And I will always listen to that man. Write yourself that letter. Be that person. Put yourself in that mindset and write a letter to yourself today telling yourself what to do. And then look at the habits that that man or woman does and dissect them and decide what you're doing today, whether it's going to get you closer to being that individual or further from that individual. That, my friends, is step one. And that is about setting a goal, setting a clear path, because you don't know how to get someplace if you don't know what the destination is. My friends, thanks for checking in. This is the final week of 2023. Don't wait until 2024 to make changes. Find something small today and lay the groundwork so that way in the first 6 weeks of 2024, you can get better. And in the first 12 weeks, you can get better. And in the first 6 months, you can blow it out of the water. And then in the end of 2024, you'll be a different human. If you want to join us, those first 6 weeks are going to pass regardless. By us, I mean myself, my wife, my coaches, my friends, other people at this gym that are a part of the Grit Challenge. We are spending the first 6 weeks of the year resetting our goals, our ambitions, and setting up habits to get us there. And we're not just making a decision to be disciplined because you have to work on it. So instead, we're doing little physical challenges, mental challenges, and this right here is the first mental challenge. Decide who your future self is that you want to be. Have them write a letter to you. Guys, join us for the Grit Challenge. Week one starts 1/1/24, and it's all about prep. It's all about discussing what you need to put in place so that when we weigh in on January 8th and move forward and start taking away things like sugar and alcohol and eventually even caffeine, heaven forbid, caffeine, and we start finding things that we didn't think we could do, like 100 burpees over the course of the day, or walk/run for an hour and see how far we can get. We'll overcome those things and we'll build the discipline that we need to be different people. The first 6 weeks of the year are going to pass regardless. Who are you going to be at the end of it? Write the letter, make the decision, set a goalpost, find out where you want to be a little bit grittier than you are today, But never accept that you've become the end stage, because we can always, always grow. My friends, have a great day.